party sneak out of the Hall of Arrows and make their way to the Siren's Den. There, they sneak into Madame Polly's office. They find that the ledger is being protected by a pack of gnolls, traps, and a singing siren. This is Turning Tables Podcast. The Ascension.
Hold on. You're singing a different song, sir.
No, that's it.
That's
the same song. Hold on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What song?
Sir.
Ben.
I can feel
Ruben to you.
Ruben.
I said, oh Lord.
What the hell?
I think that's the first stanza.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna be
there's
wrong.
Other verses.
Ignore me, Alex.
Anyway.
Alex.
Let's get that intro.
Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Turning Tables Podcast.
Woo!
I am your DM, Alex Webster. Joining me, as always, are our Ascenders.
Yeah, hello.
Ascendees.
People.
We out here climbing.
Ascenders, assemble.
Ascenders. Joining us, of course, we have Danny.
Yo, let's go. It's Amon. I did not get into the sneaky shenanigans I thought I was getting into in the last episode, but I feel like it's coming soon. I'm very excited. And we might get into some other bullshit very soon.
We'll see. Ruben, how you doing? Feeling good?
Fantastic.
Hell yeah.
Glad to be here as always.
He's fresh. Exciting!
Oh,
he's so exciting to me!
What?
James, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I don't know what to say to all that, but I'm good.
Hell
sorry,
yeah.
We're out here gooning.
We're excited to have you. Connor, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello there.
Good. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm so happy to be here again.
Me too. Mm-hmm. All right, last we left off.
Mm-hmm.
Our Ascenders decided to take up the task of finding Madame Polly's ledger, which took them into the depths of the Siren's Den, taking them into a literal Siren's Den.
Literal. Didn't think it would be very literal.
This literal.
Literally.
Where they battled some gnolls and came out victorious, and then they came up against a siren and just barely came out without becoming stunned and facing certain defeat.
Oh, man.
And at last we left off, they found a chest that contained the ledger of Madame Polly, as well as 4 mystery vials of a mystery potion of some kind.
That we all have.
Give it a shake.
Physically.
Yeah, let's get it. Yeah. She's shiny. We got some color in it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
So, that's where we left off, guys. So,
can I start this episode with an Arcana check on my specific vial?
Same.
Absolutely.
We want to know what's going down with this vial.
Sure.
I guess.
That's a nat 20, baby!
Hell yeah.
Oh, but you couldn't roll that when we were fighting, huh?
Absolutely not. I only roll it to check.
Nat 20, are you
Let's
kidding me?
Let's go! Elias,
you gotta get one.
I got a nat 1.
Like a sick priest is like, this is juice.
With that metal die, too.
This is a vial.
Yeah.
So excellent.
The 2 nat 20 boys, where do we go?
Yeah,
absolutely. So you...
There's a kitty cat here.
I will gladly hold the little cat.
You guys get the idea that these are Mote of Possibility potions.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
What? Would I be very versed in this?
Huh?
It's literally one of my abilities.
Yeah.
What?
So I would say for the sake of this, you would know what it is as well.
Okay.
These potions give you the possibility, if you consume it, to reroll one roll within an hour of consuming it.
Oh.
It's like...
Lovely.
It, Yeah, it's like inspiration, but in a potion.
So it's one reroll. Dope, okay.
Uh-huh. I'm very glad that I didn't drink that right now because Siegfried was about to drink it. He wasn't even
as he was about to pull, and then, like, I think both Elias and Amon were like, hold on, my guy.
Also, for, you know, those who are curious at home, what that is not your father's bourbon with luster dust.
That's what's in it? So this is drinkable.
Mm-hmm. It's totally, it's completely food safe.
That's dope, though.
What is this called?
It is called a Moat of Possibility. It's a homebrew from Critical Role, but it turned into a Wizards of the Coast thing.
I might just take this shot later.
No, you gotta save it, bud.
Excellent. So, do you guys make your way out of the Siren's Den?
Now, we saw those gnolls come from a different entrance, yes?
Yep.
Do we want to try and leave out that way? Because we don't know what's over there, but if we go back, we go back into Madame Polly's room? And that might be dangerous. I don't know.
Roll me a straight intelligence check.
I will. I mean, you know who's not smart?
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Like the royal, we fixed the shenanigan. Alex?
Thank you, Ruben.
No, it was everybody. We all put it in.
Now, first of all, please give credit to Lil J. He's back.
Lil J is back.
Hey, baby, I'm Shout back. Yeah.
Wow. So we just had to fix my table, but everyone just quite quickly and calmly just like immediately yanked everything off of the table.
Reset.
What do you do after you guys are in, you guys discover the ledger, so you have the ledger and you have these potions.
So I think the conversation is whether or not we wanted to go out the way we came in or go the way those gnolls came into this room.
Correct.
I would take the gnoll route. I think Madame Polly is a force to be reckoned with. I wouldn't want to fuck with her in her own space, especially in our current state. I think we try ourselves with the null route.
You know what? You're very smart, yeah. Very insightful.
I think Amon agrees too. Like, yeah, we go through the way the enemies came through.
Absolutely. All right, cool. So you guys head out the way the gnolls came in. It is almost identical to the route that, or to like the setup, the layout, the low light, the moss, the dampness. It's exactly the same. So you have the option to go right or continue forward at one point.
Try and envision where we're at.
Because we went
left when we first initially came in, and it curved around. So if the right curves around...
Yeah, then it would be taking that right.
Trying to reach the target, it's clearing to use big brain. In the big room we were in, the Siren's Den, was shaped like heart. So we went left, it was big loop, like hump on heart. Our bosom of woman.
Hell yeah.
So if we go other way, it goes away from where we came in? Question mark?
If we go to the right, it would also give us the hump.
Yes.
So we go straight.
Yes. Brain? Big brain?
Big brain.
Straight.
Okay. I have a -1 to wisdom.
This is not wisdom. This is intelligence.
So do I.
This is intelligence.
That's a goose egg.
Intelligence.
Listening to that rationale, yeah.
All right, you guys continue forward, and it spits you out right where you came back in.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Okay, we go back the other way. All right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it puts you in the lagoon where there's the two dead dolls and the dead siren.
Okay, that's a possibility. Maybe we just leave.
Do we plan to search this place?
Gone around, I'm going to show you the map.
We've thoroughly got lost.
There's
already
one way in and one way out.
Okay, so there is only one way.
Okay, so
we're gonna go back where we came.
Just go straight.
That would make sense. All right, let's backtrack the way we came.
Yeah.
PS5 dead gnolls into heart-shaped room. Hopefully no one's in there.
Well, Jay, what do you think? Silence.
Very good.
Okay, lamps.
So you guys head back out. The door is still open into Madame Polly's office.
Is the rope still there?
Are you in her office?
I guess.
Yeah, I would say we walk
there's
forward.
There's no one there. The rope is still there.
Yeah, so let's get the fuck out. Yeah. You see, without saying anything else, Richard's climbing down the rope as quickly as he can.
Yeah, I'm not going to make everyone roll athletics checks again.
You sure? Maybe acrobatics instead? See how cool it comes?
Sure, do you want to roll acrobatics?
I'll roll acrobatics. Okay. Just more flex. He's a I am proficient in acrobatics.
Immediate regret.
Immediately regret. That's 15.
All right, yeah, you get down just as well. Like, it's not a big deal.
Descended slide down rope.
Hell yeah.
Can I do athletics?
Sure.
There you go. Oh, I'm going to need it, too. let's see. 10.
You kind of fumble a little bit. You're a little jarred by what just happened with the siren. So you're climbing down, but then you like slide down like a foot and you're just like, and like you brace yourself and then you keep going.
All right, now since everybody's going to roll for it, Amon's going to do an acrobatics check to get down this fucking rope to be as beautiful as he can.
The rope.
Just so everybody knows, it's 17.
All right. Yeah, you get down just fine. Very flourishing.
Siegfried just jumps out.
Chewing out of what everybody is doing, he's going to leap out of the window.
God damn it.
Just jump?
He's going to jump, but his intention is to grab the rope.
Oh, my God. Full pirate down the mast?
Yes.
Literally, as I see him jumping out, we hear that, like, the fucking Titanic.
I don't know if that's acrobatics or is that athletics.
Is there a stupid check? No.
There is one.
I think if he yeets himself and then tries to grab, that's athletics.
If you yeet yourself and try to grab, I am going to say, because you're not doing like flips and shit. Yeah, I'll say athletics.
Athletics, okay.
Athletics. Does Elias have a board again?
That is an 18.
Let's get it.
All right. Yeah, you do that easy enough. Like, for a second, you're like, am I going to be able to grab the rope? But you grab it. Just, you make it.
Just near, far, wherever you are.
Okay, once you guys make it to the gun, I need everyone to roll me a stealth check.
God damn it.
I'm so scared.
You silly,
group
silly man.
Group stealth check.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
It's a 30.
Okay, great.
Jeez, by the gods.
I got a 14.
Great.
We lose track of you.
I got a 19.
Okay.
That is, I am not proficient, but I take half of my bonus to proficiency on that. So that is 16.
All right, perfect. Amon rolled a 30, by the way. Because everybody was curious.
We heard you.
30.
Okay, yeah.
I see
you guys
God.
Passed. Oh,
you
don't
see God. You're hiding from
you're
God.
Hiding
well, God
from
can't
God.
See me.
You guys are just fine as you make your way back onto the main drag.
We have ledger in hand.
Mission is to give to marauders, yes?
Yeah, so you guys can make your way towards the Blackbird's Nest, which is the only known location to you guys right now of where the mainstay marauders are.
Yeah. Let's see, what else is in that route? So we are at Siren's Den. There's a place called...
Where did we come from?
Sweet Surrender Cafe.
Sweet Surrender, then Black Rose.
Rose
Petal Inn.
Rose Petal Inn. No, it's okay. I have shit handwriting, and I wrote that with a Sharpie.
I also wear glasses, so this is very hard. This not Richard. Ruben does.
Ruben's struggling.
Yes. So those are on the way. I don't know if those are anything we really want to deal with.
What are they?
One's an inn, one's a cafe, apparently.
It's literally just exactly what you would picture. A inn and a cafe to be.
Yeah, we don't have any reason to go to this place yet.
We came to accomplish a goal. Let's finish our goal.
Let's get it.
Smart. Hell yeah. So as you guys are walking, you just hear a loud in the distance, Wargle! And in the distance, you see a tiefling.
Oh, me and Siegfried would know, this is Volstrecker. She's angry. You should probably run.
She's angry, but she's still hot.
Sexy in here.
So we see... Oh, we just hear.
We
you
all heard
You see
it.
Her, but it, you hear just someone yelling, where are they?
Can Elias do Divine Sense on said... T-flank.
Sure.
60 feet.
And it's...
60 feet?
Yeah. So, technically, tieflings have infernal, like, heritage, so technically, yes.
Evil.
Not evil.
Fiend.
Fiend?
And celestial.
And fiend, celestial.
So, just bypassing all of that.
Sure.
Siegfried is just going to start hoofing it.
Same. Towards or away?
No, away. Away. Like, hearing that and just, like, looking like... Yes. It's time to go. Sure.
Whole flock of seagulls.
Yeah, we're out. Like,
and he ran.
While he's doing that, turning around and whatever it looks like while he's doing
smelling.
That. Yes. He's gonna grab Elias by like the collar and just pull him.
Yeah.
Like, so it's time to go.
You don't detect anything.
Oh,
yeah, they're not fiends.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because his nose is being pulled that way by Siegfried.
If they're getting pulled, I think Amon's gonna notice it and be like, fuck, and dart with them.
Yeah, sure. It's time to go.
Everyone make me a stealth check.
Okay.
Love those stealthy checks.
That's not good.
Much better this time.
It's not good at all.
I got a 3.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's a 14 for Amon.
Hey, okay. That's not bad. I rolled that last time. That wasn't bad.
Elias rolled a 10.
Okay.
21.
Oh.
Oof. Okay. You guys turn a corner, and you see her standing there.
No!
Azura Blackwood, the Volstrecker of Lust. However, everyone make me an insight check.
Oh.
I'm still scared.
I know, me too.
Insight. Only 11.
All right.
It's only 11 for Amon.
14 for Elias.
14 as well.
Okay.
13.
Even though you guys rolled low, she's like more frantic than she is aggressive. Like, she is like looking for you guys. Like, not in, like, a... It's not aggressive, and it's not...
Not like Brutus would be looking for us?
Yeah, it's not like, I need to fight these guys. It's, I need to find these guys.
Yep.
Huh.
Oh, hello.
Interesting.
Okay, so she's not...
I don't think we've met her.
None of you have met her.
Me and Siegfried have seen her from far away.
Yeah, it's not an intention of, like, she's trying to hurt or harm us.
No. She's not trying to hurt or harm. She's not even holding, like, she's not even reaching for her weapon. She is, like, once she sees you, she is just, like, she, like, is shocked that she can see, like, she's found you.
Yes, we're here. Hello.
Yeah, are you okay?
I need the ledger back.
Why?
Ledger?
The ledger. Give it back.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my thing. I want to try to deceive, but I don't have the best deception.
Okay.
I have a much better persuasion. Hey, let me ask you a question. Your name is...
Azura, it doesn't...
It matters a little bit, yes. You like working for this lady, yes?
Yes.
You do? Okay, never mind. That's my proposition on this.
don't be fools.
What?
You won't make it out of the city without our assistance. We need the ledger back.
Who are we talking to?
Azura, I am
so
but...
She's the Volstrecker.
I am but an idiot rogue. Mm. What are you talking about?
The book.
We...
So, as she says that, I pull out the book of, like, wizard spells.
Oh, the one you got.
The one I pulled, and I go, this one?
No!
This is the only book I have.
You fools broke into Madame Polly's office this morning, did you not?
No.
This is a high accusation. How would you know that we did this?
This is the book I have. Do you want?
You are a fool.
Yes?
Mind your tongue before I cut it out.
Easy?
Enough talk. I'm going to...
No! No! No!
As Elias goes full America.
Oh my god.
America.
We'll throw javelin at
him. You're gonna throw a javelin?
Yeah.
This is gonna end very badly.
All right.
Here comes TPK.
No.
And here comes
Pokemon. We were trying to trick her. You fool.
Enough talk.
All right.
I'm throwing a javelin at her.
Do it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Has it been an hour since we were in the cave?
No.
I have the rocks still.
Oh, since you conjured it?
Yeah.
It with the gnolls? At this point, yes.
Okay, this is the rock falls.
Oh my god.
So it's gonna hit her.
That is a 17.
That misses.
Oh, fuck. She's strong.
She looks at you. And she says, if I was not given a specific mission to find that ledger, I would strike you down.
Then what is your purpose?
I need the ledger.
The ledger is ours.
No, fuck. Ah, no! As soon as he says that, fuck, Tasha's hideous laughter on fucking, on her, yeah. I'm not trying to get fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
The level of trouble we're about to
get. Yeah, sure, go for it.
We're all trying to.
You gotta roll me a whiz save, please.
A whiz save or a con save?
Whiz save.
Okay, yeah, she makes it.
More than a 16?
Yeah.
I will burn a third level spell to cast Silvery Bars.
Dude, are you serious? God.
Yes. I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh my god, what is
that? Yeah, she passes.
God,
yes.
No! Fuck!
What is happening?
What is happening? I am not here to fight you. Stop it!
I don't know you, lady.
Yeah. Then what is your purpose here?
So if we run...
You don't know what you're doing. That book is more important than any of you think.
Explain.
And just as she says this, there, like, all of a sudden, the whole area that you are in is engulfed in smoke.
Oh.
And you, none of you can see anything, but you just hear behind you, "Let's go! It's me, Izzy! Come on, let's go!
We're going. I'm following it.
Yeah,
as soon as I hear that voice, Amon is out.
I tried to back you up, bro.
No, you're good. Siegfried
is literally pushing Elias forward towards Izzy.
I'm literally casting Mage Hand on whoever stayed behind. I'm grabbing them by the shirt collar with 10 pounds of force.
It's me, I'm blind. I can't see shit.
Let's go! So, Izzy, wants you, because it's like a smoke bomb type situation, she, once you're outside of it, all you hear is Azora like yell, and it's just like, "Find them," and takes you guys back to the blackbird's nest.
I am very scared.
Ooh, we're at the blackbird's nest.
Clarify. So we escaped under this smoke bomb from Izzy, and Azura is issuing a call to find us. She hasn't found us.
No,
we are currently at the blackbird.
We went from here to here.
Oof. Were they there?
Hmm?
We're there?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at.
You guys made it there safely, yes.
Thank God, because I have one third level spell slot.
Can we see Izzy?
Yeah. Once you guys get out of the smoke, you guys can see her fine. She has her hood up, but she is keeping it light and tight. She is not wanting to...
Me too, girl. I also keep it tight.
Siegfried is going to grab Elias... Calm yourself.
I'm doing it for the sake of the party.
We were trying to deceive, and yet you go forward foolishly. Calm yourself.
She was not a
calm
deception.
Calm yourself!
Judas Priest.
Hell yeah. So.
I yield.
Please.
I yield.
Hey, you know, my window's open. It's fine. Everyone's going
to
think.
After you give this to talking to, I'm a little suspicious because... She didn't straight up just like, even after this violence, she didn't straight up attack us.
Yeah.
So, can I roll insight to see whether or not there's more to this ledger than that Izzy is putting on?
Sure.
That's only a 7.
As far as you or she knows,
has the ledger?
You do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to actually arcana check this ledger.
Sure.
Since we're in a quote unquote safe place. Oh, fuck, I don't know shit. It's in that one.
Yeah. It's a book.
Book.
I'm gonna look at it and be like, man, I'm really glad I didn't pull this book out when she asked for it.
Yeah. So you guys are in the Blackbird's Nest.
Can I grab that book?
Like, oh no, I will gladly have it out and be like, what do you think she wants with this? Like, because we're among friends here. Like, I'm going to put it out in the middle of our table. And, like, if anybody wants to touch it and, like,
How do we do all that? Speaking of table, where are we? And I know we said the Blackbird's Nest, but, like, is it a tavern? What are we looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can tell that it's a little bit more established, or a little bit, like, it's not as established as the Siren's Den. It's a little bit more rough around the edges, mismatched furniture, and lighting that's a bit dim. However, the overall effect is still really welcoming.
I'm going to pull the book out, and, like, as I'm looking at it, and obviously I have no idea what the fuck's happening, I will say Chuck, like, goes out to, like, a corner of the room to, like, he's going to be there keeping eyes out. So if somebody comes up aggressively or, like, who tries to sneak attack us, he can at least give me, like, at least, you know, like, some kind of noise to, like, let me know, hey, shit's about to go down, so I won't be caught off guard.
Sure. And to answer your question, Ruben,
yeah,
there are common areas. There's like comfortable seating area and like a small bar, and where patrons can kind of socialize and relax. This with the staff and like other visitors. It's overall, it's a lot more friendly and relaxed than the Siren's Den, which or even the Hall of Arrows, which was like a lot more like. More eyes wide shut, actually.
More aggressive, yeah.
It was,
okay.
With a sense of community that sets itself apart from other brothel.
Of the pirate life, would Siegfried kind of be a little bit more familiar with a ledger of this sort?
With the pirate life? You can go ahead and just roll me a straight d20 for it.
Okay. Shout out to the two crew.
Hey.
I do have the ledger down in the middle of all of us. I tried to look at it by myself. I didn't get shit out of it.
Yeah. I didn't either. Yeah.
Kind of in character, after getting this stern talking to from Siegfried, Elias is going to say, "We shed blood for this ledger, and you want to give it up so freely. I don't understand."
Nobody's giving anything up freely. We were simply trying to deceive this woman who was hunting us. But you were brazen in your attacks and nearly cost many of the party's lives. You don't know what this woman is capable of.
We gave our lives to get this ledger.
Right, and we were trying to protect this ledger for the Mainstay Marauders who have tasked us with getting it. But yet, you act so brazenly yet again. Sometimes, even though we are mighty of strength and size, we need to approach with caution, use stealth, and not try to fight everything that comes across us.
Well, in his defense, comrade, we were running out of options anyway. What was next? Get captured? We don't know what they do with the people here.
Yes, but you and Amon and myself were trying to deceive this woman, and yet he goes for the attack.
While all this is happening, Amon is doing his best to message out to Zaris, like,
please go back.
Like, he's doing his best, and like, she's not responding, like, help! Help!
Yeah, I guess as we're bickering,
As we were bickering, do we notice anybody in the Mainstay Marauders? Anybody?
Yeah, so, okay. I mean, you kind of get the vibe that, like, it's a very healthy mix of just, like, actual patrons of this brothel, courtesans of the brothel. It is a brothel.
No!
Siegfried's got no problem with it.
And
he feels at home.
And Mainstay Marauders as well. Like, they're a little bit more low-key because it's like their secret hideout, but
yeah.
But yeah. So, Izzy actually asks, like, puts her hands out and asks to see the ledger. Can I see it?
Honestly, the ledger has been in the middle of the table right now. If anybody wants to play defense, they can. But the book is out in the middle. I will say, though, like, as we notice, like, this is essentially another brothel. It's just not, like, as quote-unquote higher class. Like, I look at Elias again, and I give him a look like, hey, same vibe. Keep an eye out for yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel Siegfried and I know better. I feel like Richard, just because he happens to be, like, the quote-unquote older dude, like, he happens to know a little bit better, too. Like, you being the younger dude who hasn't really experienced these things, like, I look at him like, hey, same vibe. If you feel uncomfortable, put your foot down. Like, don't let anybody bully you or try to convince you to do anything you won't normally agree to. So, like, I'll give you that look, like, be you. But the book is in the middle of the table.
I want to say, as soon as she goes to reach for it, there's something. I don't know what, but I feel like there's something off about this whole thing now. I want to burn my last spell slot. I have no spell slots. I'm going to use a level 3 spell slot to redo the performance of creation. Now the book is my little guy instead of the rock. So I beckon the book over to me. And it follows me.
Shit.
Okay.
I don't trust it. I have.
So now it's next
reservations.
To you. Yeah.
And it's just floating next to me.
What are you doing?
You feel like there's more to this book than just a simple blackmail. She did lots to protect this book.
But if we have this book, you can't open it. The Mainstay Marauders can.
Why can't I open it? As soon as she said that, I'm gonna try to open it.
It is, like I said, it is like leather straps closing it and then metal around it. Like
it's physically locked?
It's physically locked.
I'm gonna be like, I got this, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to open this shit up with my thieves' tools.
Okay, yeah, I have it float over to Amano. Let him go for it.
Beautiful. That's 27.
Doesn't open.
Damn. Oh, this is a hefty lock, huh?
So as I do it, and you guys look, and I look like I may get it at some point, it doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. It looks so professional. What I'm doing just doesn't happen.
It's a high roll, yeah. Just not, no dice, unfortunately. No pun intended.
Does anyone, I technically don't work for these individuals. I'm kind of being folded in by something you fellows have put into the works. If you want me to hand this book over, I will hand it over. Just, I know I have reservations about this. I am from Feywild. I'm used to fairy trickery, so it makes tingle in back of head. But maybe I overthink. I am older man. Things have happened to me. Maybe I just overthink. If you want to give it over, I'll give it over.
Who's with her?
Right now, no one. It's just her.
All right, I'll message over to Richard, like, give it over.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Siegfried is just going to say give it over.
But I'll be right next to her the whole time. Like, I want to see what she does.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to stare, but then just put my head down, but still in the same position. Just a little nod.
Okay. Yeah, I had it float over, and I dispel the magic on it.
Okay, yeah, she takes the book, and she, like, nods, and she's like, listen, I know it's not easy to trust people, especially in a situation like this. There's a lot going on, but the information that I have, I trust, and I can only trust that it's good information, and this will help us, and it'll help the other people who are under Madame Polly's employ. Hopefully, with anything, you know, I can get people to translate this book or even open it, and we can get it back, and I'll be back as soon as I know what's in it.
Which people would open this sacred text that you know?
Other people like your friend here who are good with locks. Other people who are good with arcane tricks. This is, if you look at the book, you can tell it's magical, no? I can tell you have an eye for that sort of thing.
That is why I don't trust many can open this book.
Perhaps one day you can.
Not today.
But not today. So, Izzy takes the ledger, and do you guys let her go?
Yeah, the live field.
I got nothing to do to... Oh, fuck, yeah.
Okay, yeah, she walks away with the book. And then as she turns away, she's like, you guys can stay here as long as you need to. You guys probably need the rest. You look like hell.
But is it safe?
Yeah, it's safe. It's all marauders here.
Insight, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah, insight. I would love to roll an insight. I'll check on that.
Ooh.
That's only 11 for me.
30, 20 from Richard.
Yeah.
Shit.
17 from Alive.
It's safe.
It seems safe enough.
Yeah.
Either it comrades. It seems safe enough.
can I roll? She says it's safe, but do I think it's safe from Madame Polly?
Sure.
Well, he's doing that. I'm gonna go get a whiskey.
It's a nat 20.
Yeah. Absolutely. You
read that 20.
It's going on right now.
So I'm going hard.
From what you know from like your limited time here so far, you are under the impression that nothing is truly safe from Madame Polly. But this is one of the safest places you can be.
Okay.
In a bit of
with a nat 20.
Before she like skedaddles off, Siegfried is going to kind of like grab her arm real quick. And when do we ascend?
Once the book is unlocked, we will help you. You should rest first.
Okay. Well, I'm going to trust the situation and go to the bar and grab an ale.
Yeah, I'm over there getting whiskey, and I think in a means to try to calm myself, I'm going to go.
Do they actually have ale, or is it the black sludge?
They do.
Fuck it. Yeah, Amon is joining Siegfried at the bar.
I'm gonna give myself a bardic, and then I'm just gonna play music on my harmonica just to kind of try to calm myself.
Sure. I'm gonna remove my bardic because you need
it. Yeah, you never used it. Okay.
Holy shit!
Absolutely, roll a performance check.
That's a 12. Oh,
that's fucking hard.
A 12. My performance is 5, so 17. But I'm just gonna burn the bardic just to make it sound well.
Sure.
That's a 30, no, 12, 17, 20. That's a 23. And I just sit there and play a real soulful, bluesy thing on my harmonica. I can't do it in real life. I'm not that good. But you get that. Just something
very like that. Very good. Very good. Yeah, so you guys have an evening to do what you wish.
You know what Siegfried's gonna do. We're in a brothel.
Yeah.
Siegfried is gonna drink and Siegfried is gonna ask for company.
Siegfried's gonna fuck.
Yeah, are there any members of the Mainstay Marauders you want to talk to?
Is there anybody who's obviously a Mainstay Marauder?
Yeah, you see a halfling.
Ooh.
Sitting on the corner, like kind of like security almost. She's a little, she's tan, she has like long brown hair. She looks a little, she looks formidable for a stout halfling, but she has a great axe.
How,
yo, let's go.
How do I think sneaky does she look? Like, if I had to sneak in somebody, like into somewhere with her, could she sneak in with me?
Let's see.
Like, if I, just by looking at
she
her,
she would be
like,
all right. She, I mean, she'd be okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna walk up to her and I'll be like, hey, I know we don't want to draw attention to this area, but who's got some cash around here?
You're an idiot.
Absolutely.
You want to go rob people?
Not people. The rich.
She looks around. She's like, well, it is a slow night, I guess.
Absolutely it is.
Roll me a straight up luck check.
Go on.
Go on.
That's a 17.
All right.
nice. Go on.
Hold on.
Tell you guys right now, I've been rolling.
Okay.
The Amon dice is the first set of dice I've been rolling, and it's either very hot or very cold.
Feast or famine, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. She rolled a 19. Ooh. So you guys, easy peasy lemon squeezy, have a fun little evening. Robbing people.
I love it. I am definitely going to ask you now. And among the DMs here, how does money work in this world? You haven't brought it up.
I would say gold could be exchanged for creature comforts in the...
Okay, so
yeah.
How much gold am I coming up with?
90 gold.
I'll take it. I have 90 gold.
I was saying, what is... Because there was no gold on Limbo. What does the gold here in Carnalia look like? Does that like...
I would say it's like little tiny little gold pieces with inlaid like ivy. Ooh. Around the edges of it, like, or like.
Could Amon roll to see if this is going to be like honored at other levels? Like, if I try to spend this at like.
I think you would understand that gold is gold. As a rogue, you would understand
okay.
that you can give someone a piece of gold anywhere, and they would respect it as. Valuable.
And I appreciate that. I will say, after I'm done robbing everybody
in a
fucking square mile radius, I'm going to message everybody and we're going to meet back in Elias's room just because now I feel comfortable harassing this man.
He's not getting any.
I'm going to roll into Elias's room.
He's also not getting any.
And like... As we all sit down, I'm assuming there's a table in Elias's room.
Sure.
And I'm going to slap down the deck of many things. And I'm going to be like, hey, so here's what I was given the other night.
So is everybody already at Elias's room?
Everybody's in Elias's room.
He might not be.
Yeah. I messaged everybody, so you can choose to not be there. You can choose to be there or not.
Okay.
So I mean, I could choose to not be there also, but yeah. I'm going to.
Again, interrupting Siegfried once more.
God
is a message
from
Amon.
And I'm literally saying, hey, Amon going to Elias's room? Not combat, but important.
Right. So again, he's going to get up, but this time get dressed.
Not so straight out of combat.
Not so straight out of combat. He's just gonna walk over and see what the hubbub is about.
Are you coming? Because I'm sending the same thing to. No, and I'm knocking on your door specifically.
Okay, let's go back and
yeah,
a little.
So
bit.
the message I'm sending to Elias is, hey,
everybody go to Elias's room.
Like, I'm sending a message to Elias. And I'm saying, hey, team meeting, deck of cards. We need to talk.
We should talk. Especially about that cursed deck. Before all that happens, Elias is going to, because we're amongst the mainstay marauders, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I didn't mention on your little thing, your little crime spree,
absolutely.
Amon, you learn that the mainstay marauder member that you were with is named Brick Bramdor. She's a enforcer. And
yeah, let's go, Brick.
Brick House. Do you actually love the lamp? I love lamp.
Yeah. I love
Sotha. I've hit myself in the forehead so many times.
I have had it up to here. No,
enough is enough.
She is a barbarian.
Oh.
And is just an enforcer on level 2 and just kind of helps. And she's very, that's part of the reason that she's stayed on the level
cool.
that as long as she has, is she's just kind of like, she's built different, as the kids say.
She happens to be thick.
Is she in the room with us?
Yeah, did you bring
Yeah, Blake? I was going to say.
No, did honestly, you... at this point, I don't think I did. After a night of, like, being hooligans and committing felonies, like,
sure.
I tell her, hey, I'm going to go to bed. And only because the only other person that knows I have this deck of cards is Elias.
Sure.
And so the first person I reach out to is Elias. And I tell him, hey, team meeting, your room, deck of cards.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot tall.
Okay, so Brick, like, slaps, like, the back of your leg, and it's
God
just like,
damn it.
It's just like, that was fun. I haven't had that much fun in years.
I would look at her like,
I give her a hard, loose.
Yeah, a hard hang loose, and, like, I what hope is... to see her again soon.
Yeah. And, all right, you guys part ways. She goes back to the front of where the little tavern is.
Before all that happens,
sure.
I must ask, Elias's reprieve from all of this with the company and the mainstay marauders, he inquires about Naomi.
Yeah.
What's going on with her?
Sure. Oh,
love it. I love it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you ask around, there is a, you find one of the other members of the mainstay marauders. And he kind of, it, like, kind of gives you the scoop on what's going on back on Limbo. Yeah, we haven't heard much about what's going on with Naomi, but we hear things are going well. After the unfortunate demise of Captain August. Although, no one's found any of the so-called, you know, the dust. So we don't know if he's actually really dead.
Could members from the mainstay marauders travel from one level to another?
Very few have.
It's good to know that she's still alive.
If we hear more information, we'll absolutely keep you updated. We do appreciate your help today.
And I'm just gonna take a mental note and then receive said message from Amon about the meeting. And that's it.
Excellent. And then, you know, Siegfried's being Siegfried, so.
You know what he's doing.
Siegfried's laying pipe.
excellent. Okay, so, and then you all convene finally in. Is there anything that Richard would like to do?
I was going to say, is there any reason why either of you two would not be okay? Is there any reason why Elias wouldn't want this?
No, I don't know what the context of said meeting.
But you know it's my voice.
I think that's why Siegfried was a little bit more, he gets up to go immediately because of the concern that Elias had.
Well, yeah.
You don't know this, but Elias had told him about the deck of cards
when
he was concerned. So Siegfried just casually gets up, just goes, and now.
And I, like, and takes his time to get ready?
Yeah, he gets dressed, and, like, it's not so much that he's bursting in, like, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
He just gets ready, he just gets dressed, and goes to Elias's room.
He actually has a shirt on?
Yes, this time he has a shirt on.
Richard was just drinking, and then he's like, oh, cards, we're going to play a game. Okay. And he goes, so he has no idea what's happening.
Aww.
Elias is proficient in cards,
right?
Yeah. Oh, you're fucking going to take us to church?
Elias is out there rolling dice in the corner with cardboard against shit.
Right? Yeah. He's like, seven.
I'm good at cards.
Seven.
All right, you guys all finally convene in Elias's room. What do?
I'm going to look at the entire party. I'm like, hey, I'm really sad that Zaris isn't here for this because I feel like her opinion matters a lot to me. Only because we've been here longer than at least two of you. Was that Richard? You might be here longer than me at this point. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So, at this point, like, as Amon is speaking, his, like, robe parts, because I'm using Mage Hand to pull the deck of many things out, and I'm like, I was given a deck of many things.
What is this deck?
May I roll history on this?
Sure. What'd you roll?
That's only a 9. Or no,
you,
10.
You know it's... You've heard vague stories of it. You know it is either very good or very bad. I think that's the same thing that Elias rolled. So, yeah. Very good, very bad.
Do you want to roll on that?
No, I just... Siegfried is just asking what
the deck is. Yeah, and so I'm like, this is either the biggest blessing or the biggest curse.
Then why do you want to share it with us?
And I'm telling you guys, like I told you, Elias, this can either be very helpful to us as we roll the figurative dice as we pull cards from this deck, or we use it to bribe those more powerful than us to pull from it.
Helpful is our blades in action, not some deck of cards that you have cursed and know.
I haven't cursed anything here. These are already blessed or cursed cards. Well, you don't have to pull from it.
Do we want to find out?
Do we want to fuck around and find out is my question.
Right now.
I'm not saying now. I'm just saying this is an option for us.
Well, I guess it would have been better to use the cards in battle.
I don't think we have the time in battle. It's either pre or post battle.
Do we probe and try to see if these cards are worth the effort?
Right now.
I'll pull a card if...
And Amon sets the deck down in the middle table, and he's like, if we want to fuck around and find out, we can.
Quite frankly, friends, I have little to lose.
He's just gonna pull his axe out and just be like...
He's ready?
Yeah, just pull.
I, Richard, will pull one card from the deck of many things.
Oh my god.
There we go. And so, I'm telling you guys right now...
Give me the hard Yu-Gi-Oh! Shuffle, too.
Alex has provided me with an actual deck of many things, as stated before. I will... Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Give me the hard Yu-Gi-Oh! Shuffle.
Give me give you guys that hard Yu-Gi-Oh! Shuffle.
What is happening?
I thought you guys were going to use that as a bargaining chip.
This is what happens with the shenanigans.
This is... Now
I'm feeling good because when we did the test run, it worked out well for me.
I'm passing it back to the DM to give her a Yu-Gi-Oh! Shuffle. So,
Elias this whole time is just shaking his head.
All right, here we go.
Here comes the. Hey, I hope you like Richard because he's night die.
Do you guys believe in the heart of the cards?
Top card.
He's pulling one card from the deck of many things.
Every magic item in your possession disintegrates immediately. I lose the staff of healing. It's gone.
So the staff, the walking staff that Richard had been using, you see it. It's in his hands, and almost immediately it like turns light, and then brighter and brighter and brighter, and then it becomes hot and you have to let it go. And as you let it go, it almost like it explodes into little motes of light and it's gone.
Now we know.
This
is what can happen.
Wait, everybody or just you?
It's mine.
It's his.
Oh, okay. I was like...
No, it's definitely, it's Richard's staff.
It's Richard's, it's whoever, disintegrated. It is the puller's burden to bear.
Yeah. And so I look at everybody and I'm like, these are the possible options where we have something like that happen.
Richard was very, he knew this was gonna, something like that was gonna happen. He wanted to be an example.
Or,
I'm gonna grab this card and yeet it and I'm gonna say. Okay,
the card vanishes the second he reads he looks at the card aloud.
About the whole deck.
No.
The whole deck is still on the middle of the table. If you're going to grab the cards...
He got the Talon card. It's very pretty. I would just want to...
Honestly, the Talon card is very dope. Alex will plug where she got the actual deck from at the end of the episode.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
But right. we still have a deck sitting in front of us. Are you going to reach for them?
I forsake these cards. I swear I've heard it in many a lore, and I will never touch this deck, nor will I allow my party members to touch this deck anymore.
Siegfried?
Now that I know what this deck does, I dare not touch it.
I look at both of you guys, I'm like, it can help. There are some positive things to this deck.
Then help yourself, Trickster.
And
trust in your heart.
Yeah, if mm-hmm. you pull, I pull.
And I will.
I'm
pulling a card. Amon is pulling one card because he believes in the heart of the card.
Rise.
Am I shuffling again or no?
That's up to you.
I thought it got shuffled already.
Nope, I'm pulling because I believe in the heart of the cards.
I swear to God, if he gets something great, I'm going to be so bad.
A Fae Queen offers a trade. If you sacrifice something extraordinarily precious to you, you may look at up to the top three cards of the deck and choose a card to draw.
Oh, wow.
So either you do nothing, or...
You sacrifice
something. So let's roleplay this for a moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pull the card, and mm-hmm. just the second you do, and you look at it, and the beautiful, say... Queen appears before you and she offers you a choice. The owl?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Or
the top three cards.
A choice of something great because you love to gamble, your gambler's heart.
Oh my God.
Speaks to you so dearly.
Oh my God.
What are you going to do, bud?
I'm going to tell you guys right now, Amon and Chuck do have a very close bond. Amon's not about to, like, blow that. Like I've said many times in other episodes, Amon loves his animals, but something about Amon and Chuck, like, they have this connection that, like, it makes no sense to him, to either of them. I'm not about to blow that specific relationship. And he's gonna say no.
She nods and she says, "Very well, you have chosen wisely." And she snaps her fingers and she is gone. And the card is gone with it.
I am so scared. My stick disappeared. You summoned a whole creature from the Feywild. Like, Richard was shitting bricks.
Oh, before she leaves, she winks at you, Richard.
No, I don't need this.
She does that look at him. Sir?
It's a long story. I don't have time for it right now.
We have time?
Why are we pulling these cards?
We can stop. I get it as an example. He's just crazy.
I'm telling you guys right now, though, there are things in this deck that can help us a lot.
And there are things that could damage us. His
there are things that you can lose. There are so many things you can lose, but there's so much you can gain. I was not willing to gamble Chuck at this point.
The hold of this deck on you is dangerous. And you shouldn't have touched it in the first place.
I'm letting you guys... We don't have to pull them. But like I told Elias before, we can use these cards as almost a gambling chip. If somebody decides...
Siegfried is just going to flick the deck away like he wants nothing to do with it because it's... Whatever's happening with Amon, it's scary to him. Like, he's so... transfixed by this deck.
Sure.
He's just gonna flick it away. He wants nothing to do with it. He's not gonna pull. He's not gonna do anything with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Alright. Very good.
Richard's very disheartened. He's like, if this is all we're gonna talk about tonight, I'm going to retire.
Agreed.
This deck means nothing to me.
And I'm gonna get up and go back to my room.
All right.
Disheartened about what happened.
As is Siegfried.
Amon will take the deck back, put it in his cloak, and go back to bed.
All right. So we are all taking a long rest. However, during the night.
I will say we lost...
You lost our Heroes Feast.
Yeah, you did lose your Heroes Feast. So your permanent HP does...
It goes back down.
...return to normal. During the night, Elias.
Nope.
While you are sleeping, there is a... You don't consider yourself a very heavy dreamer. You don't have very vivid dreams often. But while you were dreaming, while you were sleeping, you suddenly find yourself surrounded in this bright light. It's warm and it's comforting. Elias, you're bathed in this warm glow for the first time since your arrival in Malphite. How does it feel?
It feels the closest thing to being alive that I've encountered since being here.
So you're basking in this warm glow of the sun, kind of, you know, reminds you of being alive, and it gives you this feeling of hope and warmth for the first time in a really long time. But then you there's no shade. You can't get out of it, and it becomes a little uncomfortable. It becomes intense. It gets warmer and warmer. It gets too hot. Too hot, too hot, too hot, too hot, too hot. You feel your skin start to burn at the sensation, and before you even begin to register what's happening, you're falling. You wake up, covered in sweat, and what feels like to be a sunburn covering your skin.
Oof.
That's it.
That's it.
That is your dream.
Am I physically afflicted by the sunburn? I just wake up with
the sensation.
It's a hot sweat, what it sounds like.
Okay.
And
good lord.
That is how you wake up in the morning.
No one else is in said room.
You guys have your own. You have your own chambers.
Okay. So I'm full health. What time is it at the moment?
It's hard to tell because Malphite has time passes strangely, but like it would be like what would be a morning ish time. Like
I'm gonna.
There is no sunlight, is what I am trying to say.
Fuck.
I'm gonna leave my quarters in a haste. I'm gonna like half clothe. I'm not gonna put on my armor, but I'm gonna like half clothe so I'm decent. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make my way over to Richard's quarters
mm-hmm.
to like and like. Bang on the door.
Sure.
Yeah.
God damn. Who is it?
It's me, Elias.
Hello, me. I'm Dad.
No, I'm kidding. God damn it.
No, I know you said your name. Oh, no, he opens the door as soon as you, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Did you feel that?
Feel what?
The scarring pain of a million suns baking your skin.
Can I get insight? Like, how does he look in as he's in my doorway?
Sure. You can roll insight. Yeah, go ahead and roll insight.
It's very low. It's a 7.
He looks very sweaty.
Just sweaty? You go on run, comrade? What happened?
I'm gonna grab him and say, tell me you felt that.
I don't know what you're talking about, comrade. Do you need... Come, I'm going to invite you into my room. Come sit down. Tell me what happened.
I'm going to unhand him. I'm going to kind of, like, make my way, turn my back to him, and kind of, like, try to decipher exactly what just happened, and I'm going to recite what I felt to Richard. I'm going to say, this is the first time that I have ever felt such an evil force since being here. You're the only one that I know that has been here for quite a while, to say the least. What do you know of this affliction?
What can I roll for this, DM?
Roll a medicine check.
Medicine? Yeah. Great. Oh, you know who doesn't know anything about medicine? This guy. But the dark bar dice don't fail me now. Pretty good. That's 17.
He just had a nightmare.
A nightmare.
He just had a nightmare. He did. There's no evil. There's like nothing.
He had the evil horse or a nightmare.
Evil horse.
No, he didn't have. Like there was no magic. That he literally just had a nightmare.
So I'm going to. Yeah, I check him up and down. He's talking about the searing pain that he's had. I'm looking at him like, look, comrade. I'm no medic, but I know a bit of first aid. And you are not hurt. I think your mind plays with you.
Curse this place. I long for being out of this hellish landscape, and I'm just gonna like leave and just slam the door.
I do nothing to stop him.
Yeah. Sure. All right. So you leave. Amon, or actually, yes. As you all wake up, roll me a charisma save.
Everybody?
Yep, everyone it's a charisma the same
save. Check. I'm waking up. God damn.
I got a two.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It's a save. Nice. Dirty 21.
Okay.
You know who else got a two? Amon.
Nice.
I got a 12.
You
just barely?
Barely. Barely save. You two are subject to the lust effect. For
sleeping with them street rats
for too long. For street rats. I know. By that.
For okay, an like, hour. Chill.
Okay, they look closer.
For an hour.
Oh.
Okay.
For an hour, basically, you're all in. Anything that, like, you want, you feel an instinct to just get.
At this point, like,
so are we I would assume them? For Amon, it would, yeah.
Sticky fingers. I want to rob people.
Yeah.
So, for roleplay reasons, I guess, Richard, are they, like, in the main room, like, disindulging in shit?
That's up to you guys. What do you see yourselves doing?
I think Amon wakes up, and he's just like, time to rob these animals. Because he robbed some people last night, where he feels like it's almost, aside from the, like, push to do it, like, now he feels very confident about it, and he thinks he can get away with it. So, like, he's about to pick some fucking pockets. Like,
sure.
Fuck these people. I got 90 gold and nobody's gonna stop me.
Okay. So you leave.
So
yeah.
You're like influenced with an overwhelming sense of greed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
Siegfried's late.
Siegfried is doing what Siegfried does.
He's
at the bar and he's just slamming drinks. And basically trying to talk to every woman that he sees in his vicinity.
One of them is just like, it's first thing in the morning.
And sir?
And he's just like,
I don't know what
she
it was.
She eyes you up and down and she's just like, alright.
I don't know what Elias is doing, but I'm assuming I walk in and I see Siegfried partaking in a little bit of ice.
Oh yeah, he straight up has like a woman in his lap, like
and a boy.
Do I get the sense that he's under this influence?
Roll me an Arcana check.
Alright, Bard die. Don't fail me now, or else I'm just gonna let these goons be goons.
Good life.
Oof. That is... That's a 7.
It seems out of character, so if you were to talk to him, maybe.
You seem creepy. It's kind of early for these such things. You're more of an afternoon man. What is the meaning of this?
I'm just having a good time, as we all should.
What? You know we're... This is suspicious. Just from him being super weird, can I try to do counter charm?
Absolutely.
And so I play, you know, good old piano man. I won't do the whole song, but does that give him another roll?
Yeah. Go ahead and roll again.
Oh my god.
it's a 9.
Jesus Christ. I can't help no one.
I would say for the sake of if you would like, so you can pass Amon as he is leaving.
So you see Amon walking out like on a mission, like does not care about shit, and like the look in his eye is very like,
comrade, where are you going? Don't we have a mission and whatnot?
Oh, let's get rich, my guy. I got this.
I'll try it one more time.
Sure. So how does counter charm?
As an action, I just basically play my musical instruments on my focus, and anyone who's charmed can have, or charmed or frightened, has does they have advantage?
Is it advantage or does it end it?
Let me stand by. I don't think it ends it. I will inquire for you, ma'am.
I got it. Let's see.
At that time, they have advantage on saving throws against frightened or charmed.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, I will let you roll one more time for...
One more time?
Yeah.
What is it? This is a charm effect?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it bypasses that.
What
stuff.
Is it?
Huh?
What's the...
I said it bypasses the elven thing, though.
So it's charisma?
Yeah. It's...
Is he making a save?
That's a flat 19.
You make it. You're good. You're chilling.
Okay. Cool.
I just start peeing.
As you're walking out, all of a sudden you just feel like this like whoosh, and like the impulse to just rob everyone is gone.
Yeah, so as I'm walking out, I'm like, these people don't have money. And I look back at Chuck and I'm like, Chuck.
You look at Chuck and
you're, what the fuck?
You look back at Chuck and you realize you forgot him in your rush in your room.
As I go back to look at Chuck, I'm like, yo, Chuck, what the hell? And I like sprint back to our room to get Chuck.
Okay, so you sprint back to your room. There is someone waiting for you in there.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, fuck.
It is a familiar face, however.
Ooh.
There's someone with his boots propped up on your table. And he's just like, I knew I'd find you here.
Who is it?
This is Vera.
Oh, that motherfucker. All right, immediately.
Hey, he puts his hands up. No, I'm not here to fight.
I already immediately have the flame rapier drawn.
Okay.
And it's like pointing at him aggressively. What do you want?
I'm not here to fight.
I am.
Listen, I'm here to help.
What?
I have information.
No. Last time you helped, I ended up in prison.
I'm not. That was my mistake. I'm here to make amends. I'm here to help.
How?
Listen, Amon. You need to get out of Dodge. I need to get out of Dodge. The book that you guys took, it did not just have your secret. It did not just have the secrets of Carnalia in there. It had the secrets of Madame Polly as well.
We have more than one book on us. What do you want?
The ledger.
I honestly don't even remember what book it is. Somebody's going down now.
I'm not here to fight. Like, literally, his hands are up. He is not here to fight you.
I don't care. The flame rapier is out, and it's lit.
I'm here to... Madame Polly has lost it over the night. The secrets in the ledger were not just those of under her employ. When it was stolen and, I guess, opened, it unleashed something bigger than all of us. I'm leaving.
I knew it. Damn it. Sorry, I'm not there.
The difference is... You and I have personal problems now. You die here.
We're both already dead.
No, you permanently die. You erase here.
He is going to stand up, brush his pants off, and he is going to say, you can find Madame Polly at the Pleasure Pier. I owe you a lot from the past. But consider that debt paid now. And he yeets himself out the window.
Oh my god. Before he does it, can I cast Magic Missile at him as he yeets himself?
Sure.
Beautiful. Let's see that first level. It's only 3d4.
Not enough to kill, but probably hurt him a little
bit. Probably but also, him. Fuck that man. That's 10 points of force damage.
Okay, yeah. He is A-okay. However,
And I'll scream like, fuck you, Vera, you dumb bitch! Loud.
We're already in hell, but, you know, see you in hell.
See you in super hell.
The most hell.
And he yeets himself out and skedaddles.
Oh, he dies tonight.
So I am... Our boy Amon has just ran away. I can't do anything for Siegfried.
For an hour.
Yeah, I would like to go look for... Go, I don't know what he's going to do in an hour. We were going to lose him for an hour. I want to go look for Elias, especially after this dream he told me about. So I go to his room. I hit the door the same way he hit my door.
Who is it?
we're fighting the impulse to do like a dad joke.
God damn it.
It's Richard. Are you in there?
I am.
Are you... confumbled with shenanigans?
Enter.
I open the door.
I got nothing.
No, you're fine?
I'm fine.
You're good?
I'm chilling. I'm literally, like, reciting my oath.
Okay. Okay, great. Because we almost lost Siegfried. I tried to help. He's going to maybe hurt some women in a good way. Amon almost left out door. He ran back. I don't know what happened to Amon. I'm assuming he's okay now. But I just wanted to make checks on everyone.
So you guys see her in the back? Fuck you, motherfucker!
Yeah, I'm going to walk over to Amon's room after that.
These men are not disciplined by any means. I am.
Good to hear. It's I know they give you a lot of flack, but you do have qualities that are admirable.
Something like that.
No, I believe in your discipline. I am a man of discipline also. Also, my heart belongs to a woman that he's out of my reach, but it's neither here nor there. And I'm gonna go walk over to Mom's room after hearing him yell out the window, I guess.
It's almost... Again, I would say, as you walk up, like, it's me shooting magic missile out the window at this, like, unknown assailant to you. Like, I'm just, fuck you, motherfucker! Like, talking mad shit. Just yelling.
What is happening?
I'm gonna turn around, like, don't worry about it. There's a motherfucker here who deserves to die. If we run into him, he dies. Now. On sight.
When you guys are done with shenanigans, I will be in common area. Richard's done for the day already. He's gonna walk in the front.
Is he gonna share any of the information?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who's in my room now since he left?
No one. It was literally just Chuck. It's just like, that information might be helpful to everyone else, bud.
I'll tell Chuck since nobody else is in my
fucking room. I heard the whole thing. I was right here.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell Chuck. I'm like, look, Chuck, the only reason why I know magic is because I ended up in prison. And the reason why I ended up in prison is because of that two-timey piece of shit. He sold the whole gang out. And all of us got sold out because he saw a payday. And unknowns to him, is now I know more than what he thought I knew. He dies next time I see him.
Look, I'm not arguing with you, bud. I'm just saying that information that he gave you, because he could have gotten the drop on you, but he didn't. Just my own observation.
At this point.
That information that he gave you might be helpful to everyone else.
Because it seems that we made a bit
of a problem.
He still dies. If not immediately, he still dies.
Cool.
Chuck, the owl makes pigeon noises.
Chuck goes, it has to be a hoo hoo.
Oh, okay. Ooh, ooh. I was confused.
I did pigeon sounds, but I was just like, it meant to be more owly. But that's how it came out.
I'm like,
I am not arguing with you, bud. I don't know the man.
He dies.
What do you do?
Where did Richard go?
I went to the common area. I'm fed up with everyone's shit already.
I'm gonna go to the common area with Richard and, like, just sit down, eat, and, like, wait for everybody else to join us. And it's, I'm assuming, very basic breakfast food.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah. It's continental.
Toast. Yeah.
Continental breakfast. Fantasy continental. Yeah.
Continental breakfast.
I'll take a wake-up call in my room at 10 a.m.
I'm out here eating bananas, like, for some reason, I just love bananas.
Love it.
I'll solder in there.
Is Siegfried still...
No, let's say an hour passes, you're fine. You, like, come to your senses.
The nice woman has scampered off.
She's just like, well then.
yeah, he's going to adjust his clothing and
sure.
go back out.
God damn it.
And join the rest of everybody else.
She winks at you and heads off.
Can I get a hard insight roll on Siegfried? Just to see, like, how rough of a night he had?
How are you not exhausted?
Jesus Christ, isn't that one? My boy looks healthy. he got sleep.
He has a glow about him.
He just, like, doing finger guns and people walking by.
I don't know why he's in a good mood, but damn, he's in a good mood.
Ross Watson in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
He's wearing the red shirt, black pants, the full fucking tiger.
I don't, yeah.
On ice alone.
I don't.
God damn it.
All right, so now that you guys are all together, what's...
I say we get out of this accursed land of pleasure and lust.
I'm going to lean in and be like, hey, somebody from my past is here. They don't deserve to be alive, even in this second life.
You say a comrade from old life came visit you?
Not even comrade, they deserve to die.
A comrade is all inclusive.
No.
Wait, did they... He just popped in? He didn't say anything?
It's a Judas.
What...
You'll know who that is.
And I will share with you guys the information he gave me.
So, as soon as you tell us this, Richard hits the table. Like, he says fey shenanigans all over it. These fairies, the ladrins, they all play dumb games. At least goblin, when we play games, it is even. We die, you die, everything's same. A ladrin have to twist everything. Sorry, I'm just angry, I'm sorry. I knew this head stink of fey.
Good, let's kill this man.
Might I remind you of this? And I'm gonna just pull down a little bit, show the mark of ascension. It's like, what of your fickle pride versus what is our destiny?
Is there any mainstay marauders?
Yeah. What? Actually, there aren't as many in the tavern. And right as you actually notice that, you, Siegfried, get a sending from Izzy.
Ooh.
And it is something. It is her saying, "The book unleashed something in Madame Polly. We don't know what's going on. Something bad is happening. We have to find her."
Siegfried is going to, will receive the message and first go, "What the fuck?" And then secondly,
"Who's in my brain?"
And then tell the group, "There's something going on with Madame Polly."
How do you know this?
"I received a message from the mainstay marauders. We must go."
It was her sister?
No.
Damn. But fine.
Izzy told me that something is happening and we must now find Madame Polly.
Well, she say where? Because his old not comrade said pleasure peer. Where is Izzy?
I would assume that Izzy is back where her office was.
Is that a safe assumption?
It's the best idea that I have.
Then I believe we must... Because if Madame Polly has issue, she is one to let us ascend, yes?
Yes.
If Mother Polly is not in working condition, then we do not ascend.
I don't know, but Izzy told me that this ledger unlocks something that is not good.
I do hate to agree, because I do want Vera to die. But we need to ascend. I need to get back to life. We all need to get back to life. Removing Madame Polly for all of us is better for the squad. But if I see Vera again, it's on sight. And I need you guys to know that.
Okay.
Do what you will. Just as long as it doesn't interfere with what we're destined to do.
The information that Amon gave us was that that guy told us to go to the Pleasure Pier. That's where she's at?
The exact line that he said is, "You can find Madame Polly at the Pleasure Pier."
Okay.
Okay, so... But Izzy didn't tell you where she was? She just said there's something wrong with Madame Polly?
Yeah.
because Vera gave him the information that, like, she was, like, not herself during the evening.
Yeah, I guess we could connect the dots to say probably the best place to go is Pleasure Pier.
Yeah, I would say that Siegfried, forgetting the information, remembered and suggests that everybody get together and we head for the Pleasure Pier.
If we're doing it, I'm drawing the rapier and I'm ready to fucking go.
Walking down the street with a sword.
Fucking, alright. So, you guys leave from the Blackbird's Nest and making your way uptown.
You mean we're going to summer.
Yes.
We're going
up.
Summer. We're going summer.
Up to the Pleasure Pier.
Pleasure
Pier. Other side.
We're going summer, spring.
Summer, spring. Summer, spring.
Summer, yeah, spring.
Boy. Yes.
He's correct.
It.
Yes.
He's picking it up.
Yeah. He's just going to look at him. Summer, spring.
Thumbs up.
And as you guys do that, at this point, people are more focused on other matters at hand than necessarily you. No one really tries to fight you, and you can actually pretty much walk openly. There's no indication of Azura. There's no indication of Madame Polly in the streets. It's more people going about their business, and it seems the vibes are off, for lack of a better term. As you approach the Pleasure Pier, you do notice that something is very wrong. The air is cold and damp, and a thick fog blankets the pier, obscuring your vision a little bit. The pier itself is old and creaky, and the wood groans beneath your feet with each step you take. At the end of the pier, there's a pavilion, a once beautiful structure, and it's now dilapidated with broken windows and rotting wood. The canopy is torn and tattered, and the gold trim is rusted and tarnished. Despite the decay, you can hear soft music and laughter somehow emanating from the pavilion. You can make your way towards the entrance, passing a series of abandoned shops and vendors along the way. The shops are now empty. Their shelves and counters are barren. As you enter the whole thing, it is an eerie silence. The once luxurious space is now empty and dusty, with cobwebs and rust covering the walls and floors. The plush couches and soft pillows of the pavilion are ripped and torn, and the lush carpets are now stained and moldy. You on the pier in this open area, you see Polly pacing. She looks feverish and frantic, and she is no longer the woman you met previously. Almost as if she is possessed by something.
No.
And that is where we will pick up next week.
Oh, shit. Hey. Oh, my God.
I'm not scared.
I'm terrified.
Oh, you should be.
Also, Vera can catch these hands.
Eee! So that is it for this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. That was another we did story, combat story.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, everyone, for listening. If you like what you heard, please make sure you are subscribed wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you leave us a little review. This has been so much fun so far. And then make sure you stay up to date on all of the podcast shenanigans at Turning Tables Pod on Instagram. You can also stay up to date on the network shenanigans at Horrible People's Network, which is on Instagram at Horrible People's Network, which is HORROR BLE People's Network. And I think that's it for us. Danny, do you have anything you would like to plug, especially at the network?
Absolutely, I do. I am Matt Wrathchild 714 on Instagram. My personal podcast that deals with craft beer and music is called Hops and Notes, and it's Hops and Notes Pod on Instagram. Please go follow us. I am directly under the Horrible People's Network. I've got Alex on there. I've got Ruben on there. At some point, I'm going to have James and Connor on there. We're going to be talking shit on music. Not even shit, just bullshit. Music, beer, having a good time, very relaxed. It's not going to be as serious as Matt and Polly fucking our shit up. So I'm very excited for that. Please go listen. Ruben, what you got?
Yes, comrades. This is Ruben. You can find me at REC Matrix on Instagram. I am the blue collar sad boy, karaoke king, lifter of mad weights.
God damn
it. Raccoon connoisseur. If you like any of that kind of stuff, go ahead and look me up. If not, live your life. My man Connor, what's good?
I got another plug. I just love you guys.
Aww,
you're cute.
This is a lot of fun. I'll pivot over to James, because he's got so much more going on than I do.
So much more. Yeah, if you want to find me on Instagram, you can find me at TheMightyMonarch. That's the_mighty_monarch. I post about my travels and my personal life there. And if you also want to read what I feel about pop culture and read about all the news and pop culture news that I write about, you can find me at Inside the Magic, where I am an editor and a writer.
Nice. Awesome, awesome.
Where else can we find James on the network?
Oh, yeah. James is also a frequent guest host of the Horrible People's Podcast, which is my horror podcast. That I've been doing for a very long time, and I always forget to plug on these things. And you can support that on Instagram at Horrible People's Network, which is HORROR BLE People's Podcast.
Woo!
And I think that's it.
Sorry, real quick. I'm also a co-host of the NPC podcast.
There it is.
You can find us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. We talk about gaming news and gaming rumors, and we just basically talk shit and talk about gaming. So,
but have you guys ever been called an NPC disrespectfully?
Not really.
How dare these children?
How dare they? Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and until next time, make sure you roll high on those charisma saves.
Yes.
Okay.
part of the Horrible People Podcast Network. To hear more podcasts like this, go to HORROREPeople's Network on Instagram.